This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 15th. God's word to you today is truth. Our scripture reading is taken from John 18, verse 38, and it says, "What is truth?" Pilate asked. Then he went out again to the people and told them, "He is not guilty of any crime." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. In John 18, verse 37, it says, "Actually, I was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is true," Jesus said. "Everybody that loves the truth and knows the truth will follow me." Pilate asked, "What is truth?" Pilate was a Roman political leader, and those men were learned. "What is truth?" Pilate asked, and this was and is a huge issue, even in the theological and religious circles today. What is truth? The concept of truth has been nagging humanity from time immemorial. Even today, people will say truth is relative, and some will say truth is absolute. It is either the truth or not the truth. When you check, the major religious leaders of the world all had something to say about truth. Buddha on his deathbed was asked, "What is truth?" Buddha on his deathbed said, "I do not know." He is an honest man and he deserves credit. Krishna, in addressing the concept of truth, said, "To get the truth, you need to chant Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama. And when you have chanted, maybe you will get the truth, because the truth is like a butterfly. It can easily fly away." All these things I'm sharing are in the public domain, so I encourage you to search it out yourself. In addressing the concept of truth, Muhammad of Islam himself said, "I have told you before, I am just a prophet pointing to the truth." At least the man was truthful in the fact that he's not saying he knows. We do not know if he is a prophet or if he is actually pointing to the truth. But he did not claim it, and that is commendable. Jesus came and said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." So Jesus is saying, truth is a person, me, Jesus. Truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. It is beautiful to follow Jesus, isn't it? John 14, verse 6 says, "Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God, and the real truth, and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me." This is taken from the Amplified Version. This concept of truth that has been nagging humanity from time immemorial is embodied in one person, Jesus. Who would you rather follow? "I have decided to follow Jesus, and there is no turning back." No one else in all of history has been bold enough to make the kind of statements Jesus made. No other world religious leader claimed to be the truth. Again, I urge you to search it out for yourself. Truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. If you're listening to this today, and you would like to follow this Jesus, to give your life, your heart, and your soul to him as an act of faith, I want you to just put up your hands wherever you are. Heaven sees you and has taken note of you. Open your heart to the truth, the person of Jesus, and surrender your life, your heart, and your soul to him. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for opening my eyes to your word, and I ask that your word will do me good. Help me share truth with everyone around me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.